Light Squared, a company that had hoped to build a nationwide wireless broadband network, has filed for bankruptcy. Its plans ran afoul of government regulators, who said the new network would interfere with global positioning system, or GPS, signals. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
The telecom startup was backed by hedge fund manager Philip Falcone, whose plan was to compete with the likes of broadband providers AT&T and Verizon Wireless. But LightSquared has been living on borrowed time since February. That's when the Federal Communications Commission withdrew preliminary approval of the company's plan, saying the network would interfere with about 75% of GPS receivers. That brought opposition from companies that rely on GPS, such as UPS and FedEx. Kevin Werbach is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says, to LightSquared's credit, the plan was audacious.
LightSquared is to be commended for making a novel attempt to shake up the wireless industry and innovate and create new kinds of competition. But from the beginning, it was clear that there were technical questions about what they were doing.
LightSquared had amassed over $1 billion in assets and $1 billion in debts, according to its petition for Chapter 11 bankruptcy filed in a Manhattan court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.